latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines. Boss Rafa Benitez said his Newcastle players must tighten up after being exploited by West Ham's attacking quality in Saturday's 3-0 home defeat. Well, the Magpies boss watched on as the Londoners picked up their second ever win at St James's Park in the past 20 years, with Javier Hernandez's brace and a late third from Felipe Anderson wrapping up a fairly comfortable win. The result was a surprise given that Newcastle went into the game off the back of three successive league wins of their own and were looking to continue pushing up the table. However, Benitez felt his side gave the opposition's array of forward talent far too much space to inflict the damage upon them. He said, when you see the players they have up front, the value and the level that they have, we were a little bit open on the counter-attack with their movement and control and the pace, and you suffer. Still, I think we did well enough to create and then maybe to score, but we didn't do it, and the second goal, it was very difficult for us. After that, we were trying to do everything, but sometimes the anxiety doesn't allow you to make the right decisions. Those are the words of Rafa Benitez trying to explain the awful result against West Ham. Meanwhile, Newcastle had a scout in place at the stadium in Bordeaux, the Matmut Atlantique, on Sunday for the clash between top-of-the-table Paris Saint-Germain and mid-table Bordeaux in Ligue 1. Well, it's been widely reported that Bordeaux striker François Camono appears to be on Newcastle's radar. He's scored seven Ligue 1 goals this season, and he did start the game against PSG on Sunday. It wasn't his best game, but he didn't create or score any of the goals in a 2-2 draw, but certainly good to see that Newcastle are still scouting potential signings for the January transfer window. It's thought that Camano could be around about £10 million worth, and Atletico Madrid are also showing interest from Spain.